You are going to listen to Molly's story, who lived in the early 20th century. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences, 1 to 8, with the sentence endings, A to K. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
I want to talk about my mother, who had a very interesting life. She was born at the end of the First World War. Her father was sadly killed in the later stages of the war, so when my mother was born, at the end of the year 1918, she was an orphan. She and her sister had no father. Her mother was a widow. This was the fate of many, many families because so many millions of men, young men, across Europe and beyond, died in World War I. Then, in the 1920s, there was the Wall Street crash. It was a time of economic hardship and there was great poverty, especially in rural areas where my mother grew up. My mother, who was quite a bright young woman, had to leave school with most of the other kids at 14 because her mother, my grandmother, needed her to go to work and earn money. In the village where my mother grew up, there was a large stately home called a manor house. It was owned by Lord and Lady Brent, and my mother went to work there as a housemaid. She had to get up at 4 o'clock every morning. She told me she had to clean out the fireplaces because coal fires were mainly used then to heat homes. They didn't have central heating, and she had to clean up the fireplaces. It was hard and dirty work. It had to be done very early in the morning, and the new fires laid, ready for the Lord and Lady. She would then go to the kitchen and help the cook to prepare the meals. She would help serve the meals. She would help serve tea in the afternoons to the family and their guests, and dinners in the evening. And then she would clear up after everything, go to bed and wake up again the next morning, and it all started again very early. She had one day off a week. She was paid on Friday afternoons. She told me on Friday evenings her mother would be standing at the kitchen door and would take her wages from her because she needed it. My mother was given just a few shillings as her pocket money. She didn't want to do this for very long. She soon got fed up with it and she managed to get a job in a shop where she worked for a few years. There she met her husband, my father. They married and they had 4 girls. During the Second World War, they lived in London, where large areas were destroyed by German bombing. They survived and they moved back to the country for a while. As soon as we were all independent, my mother started to retrain and she ended up working in an office and ended her career working as a telephone operator. This was quite a complicated piece of machinery for her to learn, but she became a very accomplished operator and she ended her working life with a very healthy pension from the British telecom company she had been working for.